Welcome to the show. We're on Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. Q1055.com for lots going on with the radio station. Denny, Johnny, Brew, Russ, and more. Great chili cook-off that's happening on the 24th. Be a part of that if you would. Lots of great community causes involved with that. It's Eric, Demetrius, Ashley, Demarius, and the ladies. By the way, Demarius, can do you want to explain like how you wound up here?
Like my car?
Sorry, that's the only thing I can think of.
I drove a new car.
I do.
2018, by the way.
I do bring good people into the circle.
How did you get here? You mean my car? I got here by horse. Started the trip two days ago.
We were just talking about that.
Man,
walked all the way from... Where do you live?
Behind engineering.
Don't say that to people.
UT?
Yeah, UT.
So Demarius is a NAMI intern, but I've kind of stolen you from that because you have a background in radio and TV at UT. UT 10 News, right?
Right, yes.
Okay.
UT
10 News. And Demarius is here to learn and come out to the NAMI happy hour walk kickoff, 4:30 to 6:30 this Tuesday at Dirty Bird. And you survived your car accident and you actually rented up?
Yes, I rented up and I have a 2018 Hyundai Elantra.
Elantra. Yes. What car of yours got wrecked?
It was a Toyota Camry. It was 2000.
Camry?
Yeah.
What, you moved to like decades
ahead? I know.
That's like getting a scooter in my spaceship.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, I wrecked my bike. Here's a rocket.
Why is there a TV screen in this car? There's a forest TV.
Right. Like, it's so easy to drive. Like, I can like have my blinker on or whatever, and it'll blink. Like the mirror will blink if a car's next to me or the other side. Like it's so easy.
The
like
lane control.
It's crazy.
Oh my God, the responsibilities that you don't
exactly,
have to have now that you're driving a projectile down the road.
No more looking over my shoulder.
I don't have to worry about my rearview mirror. Car just stops on its own. People are safe now.
They got rid of the AM band on the radio.
Yeah.
Middle finger to the blind spots, you drivers, trainers. We'll treat it nicely, okay?
Definitely.
No,
yes.
Run that into the ground. Put some cigarette holes in it. Give it back smelling like whiskey and urine. Go like this. There was a hell of a party in here last night. Enjoy.
Right?
I called this car Mick Jagger. We went
everyone
everywhere.
Is welcome.
It did everything.
You know, yeah.
Ashley had an incident that I think a lot of women can relate to, and Dee and I don't have to worry about. But I do wonder, like, and I've had friends who have gotten their hair colored, done, whatever, and they don't like the way it comes out. So you were unpleased with your blue hair?
So, first of all, I am okay with what my hair looks like now. You are unpleased with my hair.
This is what he does.
I feel like
you walk in, you're like, eh, my hair's okay. So, what I'm hearing is you hate the lady who did your hair.
Yeah.
She's a horrible person, right? That's what you said, Ashley.
You look like two different people. From the front, you look like lovable Ashley. From the back, you look like you belong in Finding Nemo.
Totally okay. If I'm that greasy, then I've missed a shower day. But I shouldn't look wet, first of all. Second of all.
I found my word.
Moving on.
I found my word. People have words that make them uncomfortable. That's my word.
Wet?
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
So, I'm dry. But, so she did.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday. But no, so I got it done last Saturday. It definitely didn't turn out to be what we were both aiming for. She was like, she was hangry. She's like, let's go grab a drink. We'll come back. We'll do it. I'm like, I don't want to.
Did she just say she wanted to get drunk and then do your hair?
Right, yeah, what? Yeah, yeah.
Is this a professional? Like, does she work somewhere?
Yeah, she's like super professional. She's actually like the best hairdresser I've ever had in my life.
Oh, wow. You should probably get her when she's sober.
She was sober. She was very sober. We went for dinner. We had a drink. And I'm like, I don't really want to come back. It's already like 9:30 on a Saturday. It's my Saturday. So we had a drink, had some dinner. She sent me home with some color, tried doing it on my own. It still just didn't take. Mm-hmm. Went back Wednesday with this. So I'm liking this. It's still not as dark, but it's a process. I understand the process. It was bleached white. So we have to work on getting it to midnight blue. Now it's like a blue teal thing.
It's very bright.
It is. It's these lights, first of all.
I saw you
and
out.
Normal light. That's still
sunshine. Oh,
sunshine's pretty
bright.
So
as long as you're in the right. as long as
I am in a somewhat light controlled room where it's dim. Right. It is exactly
all
what
I'm
I
saying
wanted.
Is right. It's got to be great for your husband, because in the front you're one person, but right. from behind you're a totally different person. This is he's like two people.
Business in the front, Finding Nemo in the back.
Done. Yeah, little yeah. Whatever. It's fine. It's a process. Blue shampoo, gray conditioner. We'll make it all work.
Okay.
It's hair. Mm-hmm. I can do whatever I want with it.
I had a hair problem once when I was 16.
This is not a hair problem.
Well, no, I will tell you.
This is what he does.
Yeah. And I'm not saying it was the same person. I was young. My mom thought she'd save some money, and she took my brother and I to the barber college, like the little cosmetology school where there were people learning on like dummy heads.
Right.
And then, but you could get a haircut for like real cheap, like $3-4 from an inexperienced wannabe cosmetologist. And this lady, before my vacation, gave me horns, like little afro horns. And my mom tried to tell me that was okay. She was like, it's all right, that's exactly what it's supposed to be. And I'm like, no, I'm not supposed to have like two little afro horns. It's supposed to be one continuous, like spherical shape around my head. And she was like, it's okay, but now we got to go on vacation so nobody can fix it. So I went on vacation for an entire week with afro horns and people pointing at me. And it was a horrible, horrible experience.
Yeah.
And I still haven't forgotten that.
Clearly. I've had like crazy hair. Like one day this chick was like, oh, I'm going to do like a little side bang. I left looking like Tinkerbell. And I am a plus size lady. I have never been small, and I have a large melon. So to cut a bang across my forehead and then have hair shorter than my ears, I was like, I am the most ridiculous. It is the only time I've ever cried over hair ever, because I'm very laid back. I'm like, it's hair. Dye it, grow it back, who cares?
What's your husband? So you're doing a house party tonight.
Yes.
We'll see if there's any hair commentary. And Kevin's coming with you. What's
yeah.
Is this like his birthday night?
So we went out for his birthday. So we went to like a dinner and drinks and all that. And
you don't want
to
say where?
I can say where. We went to Real Seafood.
Okay.
And then we went to Downtown Johnny's. So
that's your local bar, right?
No. That's my like downtown go-to bar.
Is that the place across from the Seagate, the Huntington Center?
Yes. Yeah.
That changes names, but it's actually been that for a while now.
Yeah, it has.
Good for that place.
Yeah, they have.
Look at you for sticking around.
Right.
Yeah, they have like great prices. So it's friendly for all.
In a world of trendy gastropubs, come to Downtown Johnny's.
Well-trimmed beards and funny hats and monocles and craft beers.
And mashed potato balls. They have these mashed potato balls that are,
That sounds delicious.
It sounds like somebody was like, I wonder if I deep fry these.
Did Kevin get anything put down on him for his birthday?
I don't know what that means, so no.
No sex, nothing?
Oh, no. He was wasty pants. He came in, my aunt was babysitting. He took off his shirt. He's like, I'm going to bed. He was in his street clothes, which we've talked about, the street clothes in the bed thing. Street clothes in the bed. I'm like, just take off your clothes. Take off your clothes. He's like, nope. I'll wash the sheets tomorrow. Sheets didn't get washed. And still in street clothes. But whatever.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday.
It should not be a present. That should be something that is just given to you anytime that you need it as a husband or wife.
Sex. What about when I don't need it?
Huh? But he needs it. You know?
Hey, I don't need
to pay the electric bill, but I need to. You know? I have to. There's some things you just do. You just suck it up.
Lindsay forces me into sex. Not in an assault way.
Like really? I just see her forearm on your back and the neck and you just like...
Take it. You look like someone different from the back with your hat off.
Take your contacts out.
No, maybe, I don't know. Maybe this weekend. We'll see what happens.
Maybe.
I have to shave my legs.
What?
He was gone for a while. Just let everything go.
9:18. I got something. I have an issue, and I can't argue it. In a couple of minutes.
Sounds like a good story.
This will be a good story. Like, I have no one to blame but myself. This is the Morning After Q105 podcast, Q1055.com.
Got a request? Q text it to 419-240-105.